Today's daf is Avodah Zarah Daf Vav, and we are at the two dots in the middle of Daf Hey Amid Beis, Gimel Yomim, Asur Loseis, Veloseis, Imahim V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunah Matzar V'Shevya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Shloima Ben Chaya Leah, Chavim Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Sarah Bat Batya. So, we just began Meseches Avodah Zarah, which began with a halacha related to the way Yidden were prohibited from interacting with Ovdei Kechavim around the time of their holiday. The Gemara then immediately digressed. We had four dafin of classic Ben Benoishal, classic Agadat dafin, and now we're going to return to our regular program. We're not returning to it. We're actually starting our regular program. We're going to begin the Iyun of the very first Mishnah of the Masechta. So again, how did the Mishnah begin? Lifnei Eideim Shal Ovdei Kechavim Shloisha Yomim Aser Laseis Veloseis Iman. So 3 days prior to the Yomim Tovim of the pagans, it was aser to do business with them. La'ashila v'lishal mehen. Not let to lend them things, nor can you borrow from them. La'alvoisam, you can't lend them money. V'lilvois mehen, can't borrow money from them. L'fayron, you can't pay back a loan that you owe them. V'lifroya mehen, nor can you accept payment from them. Rabbi Huda says you could accept payment, etc., etc. But the theme of the Mishnah is that 3 days prior to the pagan holidays, it was aser to transact with the pagans. Now, when we learned the Mishnah, we spoke out the very first Rashi in the Masechta that says, "V'kulu mishum da'azel umoida la'avoides kechavim b'yom edoy," that the reason that these halachas are in place is because in the event that you're going to transact with Ovid Kechavim so close to his holiday, when the holiday comes, he's going to give Shevach V'Hoidah to his Getchka. When he does that, he's going to mention the name of his Getchka, and you will violate a law in the Torah that says, V'Shem Elihim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru, we need the next words, Lo Yishama Al Picha. The truth is that this reason that Rashi gives in the Mishnah is one of two reasons that the Gemara is going to entertain in today's daf as to why it is that there's this halacha of lifnei eideim shel ovdei kechavim shloisha yomim aser laseis v'laseis siman v'chulu. The other reason that's going to be suggested is because the ovdei kechavim b'yom eidam used to bring karbanos. They used to bring different sacrifices to their deities. If you're going to sell them something that they can use lahakrava prior to the holiday, there's a very good chance that they're going to use it for hakrava. And if that's the case, the yid is being machshel the guy in doing something that he's not allowed to do. And this is based on the fact that even though ovdei kechavim, goyim, kutim, bnei noach, right, they're all synonyms of each other, are not bound by 613 mitzvahs, but they are bound by 7 mitzvahs, more popularly known as the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is Avodah Zarah. So an Ovid Kechavim, believe it or not, is not allowed to be a pagan. He's not allowed to offer up any sacrifices to his Avodah Zarah. If that's the case, if you're going to sell something to the Ovid Kechavim within 3 days of his Yontif, that thing that you sell to him may be used Lahakrava, and if that's the case, you then were machshel the Ovdei Kechavim to do something that he's not allowed to do. And if you do that, you, the Yid, are over an Isser, which Isser? Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Mechshel. So in one side of the Ibaya in the Gemara, the Isser is Lo Yishama Al Picha. That's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. In the other side of the Ibaya in the Gemara, the Isser is Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitei Mechshel. That's a pasuk in Parshas Kedosh. When Rashi said in the Mishnah, V'kulu mishum da'azul u'moyda la'avoydas kechavim b'yoymeidai, Rashi was picking sides. Rashi was being machriya. And Rashi was saying that I hold that the primary reason is not but rather it's lo yishama al picha. Either way, today's daf is going to really get into different halachas related to the Mishnah. We're going to see a whole bunch of different ibayas, And on that note, we begin. Now, just one other piece of, not hakdama to the daf, but just segue so that we can walk right into it. And that is, the Gemara is going to begin with a kasha on the Mishnah. And some Rishonim speak out that it seems from the kasha that the Gemara is about to ask that the Maksha is picking sides in this Ibaya, and he's assuming that the reason there's an Isser to do Geschäft with an Ovid Keichavim Shloisha Yomim Lifnei Eideyem is related to Velifnei Iver Loisita Mechshal. You don't want to sell them something that they are going to use potentially as a hakrova for their Avodah Zarah. If, however, the reason it was Aser to do business with the Ovid Keichavim Shloish Yom Lefnei Edeim was based on Lo Yisham Al Picha, could be we wouldn't have this Gemara that we're about to have. But either way, on that note, says the Gemara, Gimel Yom Anasad Lassiz Falassim Imayim Mipin Akulei Hai. Do you need to distance yourself so many days from the Yontif of the pagans if you want to do business with them? Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah by Arba Prokim Vashana, they're four times a year. If somebody sells a behemoth to his friend, Tzorech Lohidiyah, he needs to notify him, Ima Macharti Lishchot, Bita Macharti Lishchot. I sold the mother to be Shachot, or I sold the daughter to be Shachot. Now the background to this halacha is a lav in the Torah. It says in the Torah, it's aser to shecht a mother and his child, a father and his child, these are sugis and mesechtes chulin, on the same day. And the reason is because it's a midas achzarius, that you're going to shecht the mother and the child, you're wiping out the whole family. That's something it's not supposed to do, even when it comes to animals. Now, this iser of oisei ve'espinoi, loy sishchatu b'yoymechad, is true not only if one person is shechting the mother and the child, it's true also if one person is going to shecht the mother and another person is going to shecht the child. So this Mishnah addresses a very obvious question. What would be if you're a moicher, behemois, and you sold the mother of an animal today? Now somebody else walks into your store and wants to buy the child. Do you have to notify that person, you know, I sold the mother? Why would you think, yeah? Because to the extent that the buyer of the mother is going to shecht the mother, and then you're going to go and you're going to shecht the child, well, it turns out that you, and really the first person as well, were just over this iser of oisoy vespenoy loisishchatu b'yaymechot. Or maybe you don't have to be concerned that the person that bought it is shechting it right now, and as a result, you wouldn't have this halacha. So the Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin says that ordinarily, if you sold the mother and now you want to sell the child, that's fine. And you wouldn't have to notify the buyer that, just FYI, Ima Macharti, and as a result, be careful. With the exception of four times a year. There are four times a year that you would have to notify. Either way, what are these four times? Erev Yontif Ha'achron Shal Chag, Erev the last day of Sukkot, also known as Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Yontif Rishon Shal Pesach, Erev the first day of Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, also Erev Rosh Hashanah, and according to Rabbi Yitzhak Glili, Av Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil, also Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil. Now, the reason on these days, the halach is that you would have to notify the buyer, Ima Macharti Lishchot, or Bita Macharti Lishchot, is because on these days, people were Marba Besuda. Now, they weren't Marba Besuda on Erev Yontif Ha'achrin Shal Chag, or Erev Yontif Ha'rishin Shal Pesach, or Erev Atzeres. They were Marbe Besuda on Shmini Atzeres. They were Marbe Besuda on the first day Pesach. They were Marbe Besuda on Rosh Hashanah. They were Marbe Besuda on Shavuos. But the point is, now it's Erev, so if you're buying it now, then for sure you're going to shecht it right now. And if you're going to shecht it right now, then the two buyers are probably going to prepare for Yontif today, and if they're going to prepare for Yontif today, you would have to notify the two of them. Now, in terms of why Dafka these 4 days, right, it's interesting. Erev Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to Erev the first day of Sukkot. It's Erev Yontif Harishon Shal Pesach, as opposed to Erev Shvi Shal Pesach, right? So that's a good question, and this is something that the Rishonim talk about here in Avodah Zarah Daf Hey, and also in Chulin Daf Pei Gimel, and in different places that this Mishnah appears in Shas. Ve'in kam mekoy melaharach. All we need is one thing, that there were 4 days a year, and according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, even a fifth day, if somebody buys something, we assume for sure that the person is going to shecht this thing that they're buying right now. Now, Tainas the Gemara, a little bit of a tricky question, that if you're going to tell me that Gimel Yamim Aser Laseis for Laseis Imahem Lifnei Edeim Shal Ovdei Kechavim. Then why is it that only if a person buys the animal Mamish on Erev Yontif, then the halacha is you have to notify the person? The halacha should be that even if a person buys it a day before Yontif, or a day before Erev Yontif, or if a person buys it even a day before that, I think it should be Gimel Yomim, right? Be consistent. And say that if a person buys something within 3 days, presumably the thing that he's buying right now, he's going to shecht on Yontif, or if you're preparing for Yontif, you'll shecht it on Erev Yontif, and you should have to say, Ima Macharti Lishchait, or Bita Macharti Lishchait. You see, L'chayru from the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, that if somebody would buy an animal 3 days before Yontif, you're not going to assume that he's buying the animal for Yontif. You know when you assume the person's buying the animal for Yontif? When he buys it on Erev Yontif. You buy it on Erev Yontif. This is a day that people are Marbe Besuda. So for sure, they're using it now for the Suda, so both buyers are going to end up shechting the animal, and they're going to be over. But if the Mechira took place 2 days before or 3 days before, then you don't have the Sumdin anymore. Then it's mustaber that the person bought it to shecht it 3 days before, or maybe 2 days before, or maybe storing it. I have no idea. The Umdin is only in effect. The only time we assume that both buyers are for sure going to shecht it today is if they bought it Mamish Erev Yontif. It sounds like Erev Yontif, people buy things for Yontif, not 3 days earlier. So, Freit the Gemara, again, let's see the words of the Gemara. Umi bi'inon kulehai. Do we have to be marchik ourselves from the Yom Ha'ed if we're going to do business with an Ovid Kechavim for 3 days? Why do we have to be marchik ourselves for 3 days? L'chayra, it should be enough that we're marchik ourselves one day, Erev the Chaga. Then you should have to be careful. You see that Yidin, when they prepare for Yontif, they prepare Erev. 2 days, 3 days early, you don't have to be thinking these thoughts. Well, if that's the case, how come when it comes to a Novi Kechavim, is it going to be different? So the Gemara says there's a fundamental difference between our Mishnah and between the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. Hasam over there, the La'achila Sagi B'chad Yoyim. When the Yid is buying meat on Erev Yontif, why is he buying the meat? He's buying the meat to eat. So then we say, oh, you're buying an animal, the purpose is to shecht it, so you'll have meat that you'll be able to eat. So then, Chad Yoyim Masaga, more than that, you don't have to be concerned anymore. Abahach over here, the La'akrava. But over here, why is it that you're not allowed to sell animals to an Ovi Kechavim? Because we're concerned that the Ovi Kechavim is buying the animal because he wants to be makrivit for his Avodah Zarah. When an Ovi Kechavim, him, or where anyone for that matters buys an animal for hakrava, there be in a tlasa yomi, there you're going to need more days. Meaning, people that are buying animals to shecht, to have food for yontif, one day is when they start preparing, and it's one day that we have this real clear and present concern that something's going on over here, and as a result, ima macharti, bita macharti, and if that was the concern as it relates to the Ovdei Kechavim and Meideim, we would say one day before Yontif, this is something you should have to worry about. But that's not the Nekuda. It has nothing to do with them buying something to eat. That's not what our Mishnah is governing. Our Mishnah is saying, we're worried that they're going to buy an animal to shech. Oh, l'hakrava, then people already start preparing a little bit earlier. They're making already with shloshes imei agbala. Right, it's already 3 days. And because it's already 3 days, you have to be a little bit more concerned. But the Gemara says, whoa, so you're telling me that pshad and the halacha of our Mishnah is related to l'hakrava. Well, l'hakrava, sagi betlasi yoyim, then why is 3 days even enough? The halacha is, now we start learning the halachas of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Shem Gamliel, remember, Shem Gamliel says, Shtei Shabbosos, it's really 2 weeks. And the match of the Gemara is making a very interesting assumption. An assumption, if you didn't see this Gemara, you would never think. And that is, the reason Shoylem Behilchas HaPesach, Koydim HaPesach Shloshim Yoyim, is because on Pesach, you had to bring Karbonis. Number one, you had to bring the Karbon Pesach. Number two, you had to bring all the Karbonis that were brought on Yontif, the Lesriya, and the Shamli Chagiga, and the Shamli Simcha. And you need 30 days to start preparing for the Karbonis. By the way, if it's related to Karbonis, then it would be true not only for Pesach, it would be true for Sukkot and Shavuos as well. Additionally, if it's related to Karbanis, then it shouldn't really be true Bizman Azeh. So Ayin Tosfos, who gets involved in this, the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, Dvarim Matikin. But the bottom line is, the Makshon, this Gemara assumes that the reason 30 days, or according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, 2 weeks, it's related to preparing for Karbanis. So if the reason you're not allowed to sell to a guy is because he's going to buy an animal, he's going to use it for hakrava, then why only for 3 days? It should be also ready for 30 days. Or according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, for 2 weeks. So really, it's mamonoshach. If it's lachilo, it should be 1 day. And if it's lachrava, it should be much longer. So the Gemara says, no, lo'ilam, it's related to hakrava. Ay, what's yikasha? So why is 3 days enough? Anan, by us, the shchichim, mumen, the pasli, afil, the bedukin, shabai, and us, mumen, a very shchiach. Why a mumen shchiach? Meaning, it's very shchiach to have an animal that is a bal mum that you can't bring as a carbon. And the reason is because any little mum, even if it's a mum in the dukin shaba'ayin, in the cataract of the eye, even that would be a problem. So be'inon talsin yoim, that's why we need 30 days. Or koin trib shimon gamliel, 2 weeks. But inu the mechusar ever islu, but as it relates to oiv dekechavim, even though if they're going to bring a carbon, so they are governed by certain halachas of mumin, but there, the halacha of a mum is, it can't be missing a full aver. All it can't be missing is a full aver, so you don't need so much time to find an animal that's not missing an aver. So betlasa yoim isagi, 3 days in of itself is going to be enough. So just hit the pause button, even though the next word is a dalid de amar rabbalaza, which means with the niggin, we're really stopping in the middle of a sentence, right? This is not an asnachta, this is like a merchatipcha, we're holding mamish in the middle over here. But at the same time, really, the objective of the Gemara was just met. And that is, the question was, why is it 3 days? L'chayra, memanavshach. If the reason that you're not allowed to sell the animal to the Ovid Kechavim is related to the fact that he's going to buy Lachila, well, we know from the Mishnah Chulin 1 day should be enough. And if it's Lahakrava, well, we know from the Halacha of Shailam, Hilchas HaPesach, Kedem HaPesach, Shoishim Yom, that really you should need 3 days, 30 days. The Gemara's answer is, La'olam, it's related to Hakrava. And it's for that reason, 1 day is not enough, but you also don't need 30 days because it's only a yid that needs 30 days. A yid needs 30 days because a yid that's going to start preparing animals for karbonis till you find a kosher animal, right? You know how hard it is to find an estric that you like? Go find an animal that you like. Probably not so easy. So that's a whole avoida. It takes the whole chaydash el to find an estric. So kavu chaymer, you can imagine how hard it must be to find a kosher animal. So that's going to take a long time. But for an avika chavim, you just have to make sure. It doesn't have to create tzadar. It just has to be not mechusereiver. It just has to be not mechusereiver. That's what this inyan of 3 days is all about. Now, where do you know that Ben Noyach is muzer on Balmum, but only Mechusar Ever, which is in sharp contrast to a Yid, who has a whole parsha of Mumin, says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Laz, it's based on Amr Rabbi Laz, Mechusar Ever, also Ben Noyach. How do you know that Ben Noyach brings a carpet, it's not allowed to bring an animal, that's a Mechusar Ever, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Mikol achai, mikol baser, shnayim mikol v'goymer. Now, where does it say this pasuk? It's in Parshas Noach, where Noach was told that from all the animals, all the different species in the world, you should take two. You should take a zacher and a kever. Now, from the kosher animals, he was told not to take seven. Why seven? Because he was going to bring karbonos. But as it relates to the shnayim, right, which is the non-kosher animals, he was told to take mikol ha-chai. Amr Taira. Now, what's this word ha-chai? It's a superfluous word in this pasuk. Said Rabbi Lazar, the Torah is coming to tell me hava behema shechayin roshe evarim. So not live animals. Obviously, Noach is not being told to save the dead animals, right? He's not being told to bring all these corpses and these carcasses into the teva. We know it's supposed to be alive. But the chiddush is that even the roshe evarim are chayim, meaning it's not missing any evarim. And what do you see from here? You see from here that an animal that's missing one of its roshe evarim would be possible to be brought as a carbon. So again, Noach is told, take two of each animal and take mikol achai. The word chai is extra. Oh, it's coming to teach me that it's chai in roshei evarim shalah. Why was Noach told to take chai in roshei evarim shalah? Because he's going to have to bring karbonis. That's the first thing Noach did when he came out of the teva. He's going to have to bring karbonis. And because he's going to have to bring karbonis, so he has to make sure that they're not going to be mechusar ever. Oh, I'm Rabbi Lazar. From here you see that a ben Noach is not allowed to bring an animal as a carbon if it's mechusar ever. Freik Tois was the obvious question. Noach brought karbonis, but he didn't bring karbonis from the animals that he took two of. He brought karbonis from the animals that he took seven of. Right, the animals he took two of, he had to keep them alive. That was the whole idea, so that they can procreate and they can be around for generations. It's from the animals that he took seven. This drasha of mikol hachai is mikol basa shnayim mikol. So it's kasha ayin chum. Either way, but the Gemara has a problem with this. Haimi boyle the mutei treifa. How could you tell me that the word hachai is coming to teach me that a mechusar ever is a problem? I need it to be mema'it something else to teach me that a treifa is something that you're not allowed to bring as a carbon, says the Gemara. No, treifa melechayos zara nafka. I knew the word treifa from somewhere else because Noach was told that the purpose of these animals is lechayos zara, to have offspring, and a treifa can't have offspring. But the Gemara says, "Hondi chalamandam a treifa any yalet." This is all true, and this is all good according to the mandam that holds that a treifa is any yalet. This elamandam a treifa yalet. This, but according to the mandam that holds that a treifa can have a child, my ikilameimar. So how do you learn from lechayos zara lemutay treifa? So lechayra ani mikol achay to tell me not a treifa. So the Gemara says, "Amakra." According to the Manda Omer that holds that a trefa really could have a child, so I can't learn from the Chaya Zara Lamute Trefa, but I still don't need Mikol Achay Lamute Trefa because I know it from the fact that it says the word Itach. Noach was told, Mikol Achay, Mikol Basa Shnai, Mikol Tavi Alatev, it's the pasuk that we started with. Lahacha Yois Itach, Zachar Unekeva Iyu. And what does Itach mean? B'doymen Lach. Similar to you, and Noach wasn't a treifa. So from the word itach, we know already that Noach wasn't allowed to bring a treifa. But the Gemara says, "V'dumah Noach guf a treifa." How do you know Noach wasn't a treifa? Itach just means daimelacha. Maybe Noach was a treifa. So the Gemara says, "Tamim ksiv bay." What do you mean? It says Noach was a tamim. We didn't say it was a tamim. Tamim haya b'day raisa. But the Gemara says, "V'dumah tamim b'drachav haya." What tamim means? He was fit. He was strong. That's not what tamim means. I thought tamim means b'drachav. Right? He was somebody that was a tzaddik. He went in a good way. The Gemara says, no, tzaddik sibbe. That's the next word. Right? It says, or the word before that. Noach ish tzaddik, tamim hayu b'derayisav. But the Gemara says, no. Dilma tamim b'derachav, tzaddik b'mayisav. Maybe tzaddik and tamim are both different adjectives that are describing not the physical state of Noach, but rather the spiritual state of Noach. Now, what would these two things mean? Tamim b'derachav, tzaddik b'mayisav. So you look at the top Rashi's on the Yomid. Rashi says, tamim b'derachav means onav u'shval ruach. It means he had good midos. And tzaddik Meisim means b'lei chamos. He didn't steal. He was good in his meisim. But either way, you can't learn from the word tamim that he was treifas. Again, what's the kasha? Itach teaches me that no treifa. Mechtesi, maybe Noach himself was a treifa. But the Gemara says, loisolka daitach. Why? The Noach gufa treifa. It can't be that Noach was a treifa. Because it's like Noach treifa. Have a specific time Noach was a treifa. And what did the Ibishta mean when he said, itach b'day melucha? So what then would b'day melucha mean? Bring a treifa. Says the Gemara, can't be. Why can't it be? Because if that's the case, Amalei Rachmana Kavasech Ayil Shlemim Loit Ayil, why would the Torah say, I davka want you to bring someone that is a treifa, but not someone that's not a treifa? It's very, very not mistaber. And if that's the case, then L'chayra from the word itach already, I would know. No treifa. What's Mikol Achay coming to teach me? Mikol Achay is coming to teach me, not a mechusar eivor. Why not to teach me this halacha? Because had it been a mechusar eivor, you wouldn't be able to bring it as a carbon. So again, where are we holding right now? Rabbi Loza said, how do I know that a mechusar eivor is also b'nei noyach? Because it says the word Mikol Achay. And what does Mikol Achay mean? It means hava behema shechayin roshe eivarim shalah. The Gemara said, maybe Mikol Achay is really coming to be memayit a treifa. So the Gemara said treifa is nismayit memonav shach. Either it's nismayit because it says melechayah zara, and a treifa is eno yoyledes. If you hold treifa is yoyledes, then it's given nismayit from the word itach. Says the Gemara, hashad the nafkalami itach lechayah zara lamali. Initially, we said that if you hold that a treifa is eno yoyledes, I'll be memayit treifa from lechayah zara. Now, however, that we have itach, that is Mamaya Trefa, and I need that Rasha to be Mamaya Trefa, Lamanda Omar, that a Trefa really is Yoyledes. So, what then is Lechayer Zora coming to be Mamayit? Says the Gemara, Imi Itach. No, because had I only had Itach Havamina, I would have thought, Litzav Suba'alma. Meaning, Enochinami, Itach is Mamaya Trefa. But I would think that the reason Itach is Mamaya Trefa, because we want that Noach should bring an animal that's going to be there for the entire year. Right? What's the definition of a Trefa? The halachic definition. You can't live Yud Beis Chodesh. So we want Noach's going to be in the Teva for Yud Beis Chodesh, right? Kyodua. And being that he's going to be in the Teva for Yud Beis Chodesh, we want to have an animal that's going to be able to live out Yud Beis Chodesh, Litzav Suba'alma, to keep Noach company. But I would think that that animal doesn't have to be an animal that could have children. Meaning, va'afilu zake, va'afilu saris, kasav rachman azara. That's why the Torah said l'chay azara, to teach me something else. Not to be memayda trefa, that I know from itach, but to be memayda zaken, and to be memayda saris. So just as it relates to the recap of these last 10 lines of Gemara, which is very much a digression, but the recap of it is that there's a few different words in the parish of Noach that teach me different halachas in terms of what kind of animal Noach was told to bring into the teva. It says the word hachai, it says the word lechayos zera, and it says the word itach. Chai teaches me that Noach was told, don't bring an animal that's a mechusar aver. By the way, that is the makar, that Ibn Noach is not allowed to bring a carbon that's mechusar aver. The word itach, the Gemara said, teaches me that, the word itach teaches me that a person is, that Noach was told that he can't bring an animal that's a treifa. Where do you see that in itach? Because Noach presumably wasn't a treifa, and as a result, the animal that's he's gonna bring with him is gonna be daimelacha. Maybe Noach was a treifa. True, but then why would the Torah be medaktek and dafka bringing an animal that's not a treifa? That's not something that's reasonable. And from the Chaya Zara, we learn that it couldn't be a zokin and it couldn't be a sarizok. The Gemara, part two of the daf. Iboilahu shloisha yomim hein ve'edayim oydilma hein beloy edayim. So the Mishnah said, "Lifnei edayim shall oivde kechavim shloisha yamim asur lases v'lases imayim v'chulu v'chulu." Here's the question: the 3 days, does it include the Yom Ha'ed? It includes the actual pagan holiday, or does it not include the pagan holiday? Meaning, it's 3 days plus the actual Yom Ha'ed, which means there's 4 days that this is going to be asur, or is it 3 days and included in the 3 days is the Yom Ha'ed? Now, just to be clear, if 3 days means without the Yom Ha'ed, it's Pashat, the Yom Ha'ed is going to be Asur as well. It's a Kal V'chomer. Madach, you can't do business 3 days before the Eid. Certainly, you can't do business on the Eid as well. The question is it 3 days in addition to the Yom Ha'ed, or is it only 2 days in addition to the Yom Ha'ed? So, Iboiluhu, Shloisha Yomim, Hein Ve'edayim. Is the Yom Ha'ed included in the 3 days? So, it's really 2 days prior to the Yontif. Right, just to play it out. So, if the Yontif is on Tuesday, so it's going to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's 3 days in addition. So, for example, if the Yontif was on Tuesday, it would be Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. And this raya is from the next Mishnah, Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there says, Rabbi Shmuel said, Shloisha Lifneim, V'Shloisha L'Achreim Asar. Our Mishnah says that it's only Lifnei Edeim Shloisha Yom. Right? It's only 3 days before, but 3 days after doesn't say anything. Rabbi Shmuel's about Plukta on the Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's 3 days before, and it's also 3 days after. So the Gemara says, Gishmak, Isol, G'day Dechein Ve'edeim. Now, if you're going to tell me that when it says three, it's not 3 days before, it's really 2 days before. The 3 days includes in it the Yom Ha'ed, then Rabbi Yishmol, Yom Edeim, Chashav Lu Me'ikara, the Chashav Lu Le'besayif. That means Rabbi Yishmol's double dipping. He mentioned the Yom Ha'ed twice. He said 3 days before, and he said 3 days after. L'chayra, it's 2 days before, and the Yom Ha'ed, and 2 days after. It's not three before and three after, because in the three is included the Yom Ha'ed, which means when he says 3 days before, he's saying the Yom Ha'ed is Asur, and when he says 3 days after, he's saying the Yom Ha'ed is Asur. So you just said that the Yom Ha'ed is Asur twice. Why would you mention the Yom Ha'ed is Asur twice? Bishlam, if 3 days before means 3 full days before, and 3 days after means 3 full days after. On top of that, you also have the Yom Ha'ed. So the 3 days before, the 3 days after are three different days. If, however, you're going to tell me that the 3 days before includes in it the Yom Ha'ed, and the 3 days after includes it in the Yom Ha'ed, that means that Rabbi Yishmol just mentioned the Yom Ha'ed twice. That doesn't make any sense. And for the Gemara, I hear poetic symmetry. I the tana shloisha lifnei and tana nami shloisha l'achreim. Meaning, enochi nami, it's true, technically speaking, Rabbi Shmuel just mentioned the Yom Ha'ed twice, but it doesn't bother me so much because he wanted to be consistent, he wanted to be symmetrical. And being that you're mentioning shloisha yom lifnei, then he's going to say, and shnei yom l'achreim, shloisha lifnei, shloim l'achreim. No, that little diktuk doesn't bother Rabbi Shmuel. Tashma, the Gemara says, I'm bringing you out from somewhere. Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi, said in the name of Shmuel, Yoim Echad. Some have the Gersa, by the way, Yoim Noitzri. But either way, Yoim Echad, as in Sunday, which is a pagan holiday for some, according to that Gersa, the Noitzrim, Ledivrei Rabbi Yishmol, according to Rabbi Yishmol, who holds that every Yoim A, you can't do Geshef 3 days before and you can't do Geshef 3 days after, what's going to emerge is La'olam Aser, this Isser will always be in effect, meaning you'll never, ever, ever be able to do business with an Oivik Kechavim, or according to that Gersa, you'll never be able to do business with a Noitzri. So Shmu made an observation. He said, according to Rabbi Yishmol, if you live amongst people that celebrate Sunday as a holiday, then Sunday becomes a Yom Eid, and if Sunday is a Yom Eid, you can never do business with Rabbi Yishmol. Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds 3 days before and he holds 3 days after. Now, according to the Chachamim, it's only 3 days before that you can't do business. 3 days after, you can. So it's not true that, well, Oyla Moser. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you hold Yom Echad is a holiday, it's always going to be awesome. Right? It's a little tricky how you read these words. The Amarav Tachlifi Baravdimi Amra Shmuel. Yom Echad Ledivi Rabbi Shmuel Oyla Moser. Right? If you read this without any pirish, it sounds like according to Rabbi Shmuel, Sunday is always going to be awesome. That's not what it means. Yom Echad means if you celebrate Yom Echad as a holiday, L'divi Rabbi Yishmol, then like Rabbi Yishmol, La'oy L'mas, it's forever going to be us, so you'll never be able to do business. But either way, what's the Gemara's cash? And if you're going to tell me, then when it says Shloshi Yom Lefneim, it doesn't mean 3 days prior. It really means 2 days prior. Included in the 3 days is the Yom Moed. And for that matter, when it says Shloshi Yom Lachrim, it also doesn't mean 3 days after. It means 2 days after, and the Yom Moed is included in the 3 days. Well, if that's the case, so what's Asa? So Sunday is the Chaga. So you have Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. Those are the Shloshah Lefneim. And then you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Those are the Shloshah L'Achareim, which means Wednesday and Thursday are Mutter. So Frank the Gemara in a Veinig, if you're going to tell me it's same day, and Ha'ika Arba V'Chamisha D'Shari. So Rashi, what does it mean Arba V'Chamisha? Revi B'Shabbos, V'Chamishi B'Shabbos. And for the Gemara, leave it to Rabbi Yishmael, Oikami Bo'ili. According to Rabbi Yishmael, Enochinam, you have to say that the holy boy of the Gemara of Lifnei Edeim, is it Hein Ve'Edeim or is it Hein B'Loy Edeim? This question was never posed according to Rabbi Yishmael. The Hein You see clearly from the way Shmuel understood Rabbi Yishmael that Rabbi Yishmael held that it must be Hein B'lo Yedei, because otherwise Yoyim Echel L'Divrei Rabbi Yishmael Lo Yedei is not a true statement. Ki Kam Ibaya Lo Libet Rabbanon. What is the Ibaya? The Ibaya is Alibet Rabbanon. Meaning, according to the Rabbanon who argue with Rabbi Yishmael, what would the halacha be? My, and this is the Shail of the Gemara. Now, the Rishayim asks, why would you think that the Taich of the word Lifnei Edeim Shal Oyv Dikachav Shloisha Yamim would be different according to Rabbi Shmuel than it is according to the Chachamim? The whole machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, the Chachamim, is whether you have 3 days after, you don't have 3 days after. And if according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're proving from the way that Amiram understood Heshita that it's 3 full days below Edeim, then you would think according to the Chachamim, it should be the same way. What's Pashup Shad? It's completely Mechusar Avon. So the Rishonim say that being that you find Rabbi Yishmael was machmer on the Chachamim, that he said it's not only prior to the Yom Ha'ed that there's an Isser, but after the Yom Ha'ed there's an Isser as well. So could be Rabbi Yishmael's a machmer in the Sugya. Oh, he's a machmer in the Sugya. He holds it's not just 3 days, it's not just 2 days before, it's 3 days before. But the Chachamim, who are more makel, the Harayim, this grace of halacha of the Mishnah, I'm just opening halacha of the Masechta, they're makel where Rabbi Yishmael was machmer. So maybe you would have thought they're also makel and they hold it's not 3 days before, it's only 2 days before. Either way, this is that Havamino. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha? Amar Ravina. So Ravina said, Tashma, I'll bring you a right. This is also a Mishnah that's coming up. The following are a list of some of the Yomim Toifim. Kalanda, Starunya, and Kartas. Kalanda, this Yontif of Kalanda, Ches Yomim Achat Kufa. It's 8 days immediately after Tkufas Teves. Starunya is Shmoyne Yomil of Neit Kufa. Is 8 days immediately prior to Tkufas Teves. Vesimonich. And a good way to remember which one of these Yomim Toivim come after the Tkufa and which one comes before the Tkufa is the following pasuk. Achar v'kedem tzartani. Right, it says Achar, which is after first, and then it says Kedem. Right, usually you would think that the Yontif that's mentioned in the Mishnah first is probably the Yontif that comes first. But really, it's being mentioned Tzirik Teves. It's being mentioned out of order. So you need a siman to remember that. You know how you'd remember that? Achar v'kedem tzartani. But what's the kash of Esau? Now, if you're going to tell me that Shloisha Yomim means not 3 days prior and then the Eid, but included in the 3 days is 1 day of Eid, well, if that's the case, so then why are we always assuming it's 3 days? Shloisha Yom, it's always 3 days. We just mentioned now, you have Yomim Toivim that are 8 days. If you have Yomim Toivim that are 8 days, that means there's 2 days prior that are us, because that's what it means, Shloisha Yomim Hein Be'edeim. So you're going to have day one, day two, and then 8 days, it's going to end up being 10 days. The Mishnah says, Lifnei Edeim Shal Oivdei Kechavim Shloisha. This is a very misleading Mishnah, because Ishloima, if the 3 days means 3 days prior to Yontif, so 3 days prior to Yontif, doesn't matter how long Yontif is. You could have a short Yontif, a long Yontif, 3 days prior is always going to be 3 days prior. But if included in the 3 days is 1 day of Yontif, so that's all going to if Yom Tov is one day. But what about when Yom Tov is 8 days? And the Mishnah is going to give us examples of the halacha of the Fnei Eidim, Shalayv Dekacham, Shalayv Shayamim. And some of those examples will be of Yom Tovim that are 8 days long, right? Whoever heard of a Yom Tov that's 8 days long? Everything is Gaganvit. But you're going to have Yom Tovim that are 8 days long, and then it shouldn't be Shloshi Yomim, it should really be 10 days, says the Gemara, Tana, the Mishnah, Kule Kalanda Chad Yoyma Hu Chashav Leh. He considers the whole Kalanda as a Chad Yoyma. He considers it a Yoyma Richter, right? That's the way he views this Kalanda, and as a result, he treats it like 3 days. And Echanami, technically speaking, it's not 3 days. Technically speaking, really, it would be a lot more than that. Rav Ashi said, either way, so we're a little stuck here, right? It's Lefnei Eidayim. Hein be edem, or is it hein be lo edem? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you right from it. Lefnei edem shloiv tekechavim shloisha yomim. It said, Lefnei edem shloiv tekechavim shloisha yomim. Right? Okay, so far we know that. Now, what's Rav Ashi's hoysof of Esau that gedait chiv? You're going to tell me it's hein be edem. That really in the 3 days is hein be edem. Listening, what it should have said was, edem shloiv tekechavim shloisha yomim. Rav Ashi says, I don't even know why we're complicating something so simple. It says before Yom Tov 3 days. It doesn't say that the Yom Ha'ed is awesome. So obviously we're not talking about the Yom Ha'ed. Not to be clear, it's implied from the Mishnah the Yom Ha'ed is also, like we mentioned, B'tchilas HaSugya. Because if Lifnei is also, Kal V'chaymer, the Yom Ha'ed is going to be also as well. But at the end of the day, said Rav Ashi, did the Mishnah say the Yom Ha'ed is also? No, it's a Lifnei Eidayim. So just read the Mishnah, right? Sometimes, Ki Kari Ve'lecha Hadavar Ma'ed. Sometimes the answer is right in front of you. Usually a Tashma is a Brisa no one ever heard of. This Tashma is just the words. Just read the words. V'yisol g'day t'chein ve'edeyem l'sni e'edeyem sh'loiv de'koychavim sh'loiv sh'yamim. Now, Rav Ashi is acknowledging that the Tana of Mishnah wanted to also say Lifnei e'edeyem to tell me that at least 2 days are going to be aser. That's okay. But you could have said that in a way that would not be so misleading. You could have said, Eidayim shall oiv dekechavim, shloy shayam. Now you're going to say, 1 second, the Yontif is not 3 days, it's only 2 days. Or it's only 1 day, I should say. Oh, so it must be, it's the 1 day of Yontif, plus it's the 2 days prior to Yontif. But said Rav Ashi, Chitam, you're going to tell me, Haidik tani lifnei Eidayim lamute la'achar Eidayim. No, it had to say the word lifnei, meaning it couldn't just say, Eidayim shall oiv dekechavim, shloy shayam, and al-chap the yom is also plus the 2 days prior. Because maybe I'll think that the Yom Ha'ed is Aser plus the 2 days after, right? So I need the word Lifnei, Limu'ute La'achar. But, said Rav Ashi, if that's the case, listening, what it should have said was, Eidom shall oivdei kechavim gimel yamim, and then afterwards say Lifnei. So mention that the Yom Ha'ed is Aser, because that's part and parcel of what the Tana of the Mishnah is telling me. Now, how do I know Limu'ute La'acharim? So just at the end, throw in the word Lifnei. It's a little bit of a shtickle Torah. But then I'll know it's not lachrim el shmami. No, this you have a raya. Him below edayim shmami. So at the end of the day, Rashi's raya is really a simple raya. Lifnei edayim shalayv dekecham shloish yom. It sounds like 3 days before, not the yom ha'ed. Because if the yom ha'ed is also, then the Mishnah should have said the yom ha'ed is also. It should have said him before. If that's included in the 3 days, how would I know it's lifneiim and not lachrim? There's a way you could have said it. But the bottom line is, from the fact that it says lifnei edayim shalayv dekecham shloish yomim, I know that it's Hain B'lo Yedem. Now, as it relates to Rabbi Shmuel, we knew all along already it was Hain B'lo Yedem. We just weren't sure Alibi the Chachamim. The Shmamino is that not only Alibi the Rabbi Shmuel isn't going to be Hain B'lo Yedem, but Alibi the Chachamim, it's going to be Hain B'lo Yedem as well. So again, what was the second part of the daf? What's the recap? It's very simple. If Nei Eidem Shalayv the Chachamim Shloit Shayamim, you have the Isurim of the Mishnah. And the Gemara wasn't sure. Is it 3 days prior to the Yontif plus the Yontif, which means it's an Isur for 4 days? Or is the Yontif itself included in the 3 days? Alibi Rabbi Shmuel, we knew for a fact, he's a big machmer in these sugyas, that it's a full 3 days. The Shaila was, what about Alibi the Chachamim? And the Gemara said, Shma Mino, Hein Beloy Eideyen, Shma Mino, another Ibaya, says the Gemara, Ibayalo. And this Ibaya we mentioned in the introduction to today's daf. Ibayalohu, Mishum Harvacha, Oidilma Mishum, Velifne Iver Loisite Mechsha. The Isser of the Mishnah. Is it related to Harvacha? Or is it related to Velifne Iver Loisite Mechsha? So what does it mean, Harvacha? Let's just see a little bit of Rashi inside. Mishum Harvacha, the Ravach Va'azel, Umoydel Avoydes Kechavim. Because if you're going to do business with the Oyvet Kechavim, he is going to be so happy, and he's going to give Aitah to his Avodah Zarah, V'Avah Yisroel, Mishum Lo Yisham Al Picha. What's the other tzad? The other tzad is, Lifnei Iver, What does that mean? Demazben le behemah, you're going to sell him a behemah. Umakriv al avodas kechavim, and he's going to be makriv avodas kechavim. Ubnei noach nitztavu aleh, dehi achatz mishevah mitzvahs bedal mitzvahs besanech. Right? These are the two tzadim. This is the grace of hakira, how you do it in the beginning of the snechtes avodas. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina. What's the nafkamina in this hakira? The isle behemah le didei. Nafkamina would be, is if this guy anyways has a behemah that he could bring as if the Isser is related to Harvacha, then he's going to be also L'moyda HaKam Maravich. At the end of the day, you'll be Maravich. If, however, it's related to Lifnei Ivelei Sita Michshol, HaIsrei L'Didei, he has his own. And being that he has his own, so you don't have to be worried about Lifnei Ivelei Sita Michshol. Says the Gemara, is that true? If you are Machshol someone, but you know you could have done it without you, there's no lifnei iver. But Tanya, we're going to the Brisa. Amar Rav Nasser, Rav Nasser. How do you know that you're not going to hand a glass of wine to another? Right? That's not okay. The iver and achay lebnei noyach, and you're not going to give a ben noyach. Even achay tamadomir. It says for lifnei iver, lo isnite michshol. Now for hach over here, the chiloya avina leishakle. Right? If you don't give the another a glass of wine, he's not going to be able to figure out a way to get a glass of wine. The ben noyach will figure out a way to get an iver and achay, and still the kavam mishum lifnei iver lo isnite michshol. The Gemara says not true. Hach but mayaskinon. That halacha is the koi betray avi nahara. It's talking about where you're on one side of the river, he's on, this guy is a castaway. He's stranded on an island somewhere and he doesn't have a glass of wine. And if you're going to give him the glass of wine, this nazir, he is all of a sudden going to be nichshol. Then and only then is there a lifnei iver. Deikanami, I'll prove it to you that that's the case. Diktani, because what's the lashon? Minayin shelo yoshit adam. Like Tani, what didn't it say? The more conventional word, lo yitein or shma mina. What does yoshit mean? Yoshit means you have to stretch out your hand and you're giving it to him. Fin davatins, right? You have to throw it to him. So that's already a different word. Why use this funny term? I care to bring out this point because the only time you're able lifnei iver lo yitein michshol is tak if this person couldn't get it. So what's the sikum of this part of the daf, maybe the most important part of these sugyas that we're learning right now, because this goes to the crux, mamish, of understanding the halacha of the Mishnah, and that is, so there's an isser in the Mishnah of doing business with an oivik kechavim shloisha yom lefnei edem, but the Gemara had two tzadim, what the yisoid of this isser is. Is it because if you do business with him, he's going to be so happy, and he's going to praise his avodah zarah, and you're going to be oivik lo yisham al picha, or is it related to the fact that if you're going to give him something that he can bring as a akrava for his avodah zarah, you're going to be over lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. My nafkamina said the Gemara, very simple. What if he has something to bring for his avodah zarah without you? If it's related to lo yisham al picha is related to doing business with him. So you're going to be over. If it's related to lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, we know that the only time this lifnei iver lo yisita michshol is if it's koi b'trei av nahara. And in this situation where he has something without you, you're not going to be over lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. Now, if you look at the Rishonim, there's a whole bunch of kashas that they're bothered with. Just poshib shah in this Gemara. Just poshib shah. I'll just mention a few of the aras. Number one, the Gemara said, what's the nafkamina if you hold that the isner is mishum Harvacha, lo yisham al picha, or the risk is because it says v'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. The nafkamina would be if he has an animal anyways. Als v'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, it's not koi v'trei av nahara. Als lo yisham al picha, you'll be over lo yisham al picha. That's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is more pasha. What if you sold him not an animal? What if you sold him, I don't know, something that's not related to avodah zarah? If it's lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, what's Rashi's lashon? Demazbe le behema. Okay, so what if you want to be losseis for losseis imoy, not related to avodah zarah? If it's because of lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, so the only time there's an isser is if this business that you're doing with him is something that's going to relate to him bringing a carbon. If, however, it has to do with lo yisham al picha, then you can't do anything with him. Right? What if you want to sell him a piece of real estate? I don't know. If it's related to lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, so what shaykh is? If it's lo yisham al picha, he's going to be very happy. He just bought a property. See, he's going to be very, very pumped. He's going to be very excited. So that would seem to be the very obvious nafkamina. Gemara is coming up with like a chap nafkamina. So some Rishonim say, it's pasha, that's the obvious nafkamina. But the Gemara is just saying that even in carbon gufa, even in an animal gufa, there's a nafkamina. What would be if it's carbon treyav and har? But this is one of the kashas that all the Rishonim are bothered with. Another kasha that all the Rishonim are bothered with, and that is that the Mishnah said there's a whole bunch of different things you're not allowed to do with a guy. Lifnei yedeim, shalisha yamim. Asa lasseis for lasseis imam. Lahashilam v'lishol mehem. Lahalvoisam v'luvois mehem. Lofayim v'lifrem mehem. What does that have to do with lifnei ivelo sita michshal? Bishloim, if it's lo yishal mal pichas, I understand the whole Mishnah. The whole Mishnah makes sense. Based on lo yishal mal pichas, you can't do any transaction with him that's going to make him happy. So that when he says moedim on his chaga, he's going to mention the name of his gachka and you'll be over lo yishal mal pichas. But if it's lifnei ivelo sita michshal, and he wants to lend something to you. So, okay, so you're going to borrow his kitchen knife. Somehow you're going to be over the lifnei ivelo sita michshal. It has absolutely no havana. How could the Gemara have it sad that pshat in the halacha of the Mishnah is related to lifnei ivelo sita michshal? That would explain one part of the Mishnah. Why maybe you're not allowed to sell him an animal or sell him things. I don't know. Something that related to takrevis of Vedas. But there's a lot of parts of this Mishnah that would seem to be dead on arrival if that's pshat. So this is also something all the Rishonim struggle with. Some Rishonim say a chiddush. Some Rishonim say that it's pashit that the halacha was expanded to relate to doing any transactions with a guy. But the Gemara wants to know what the makar of this halacha was. And the Gemara has it said that could be the makar was don't sell him an animal. Because if you're going to sell him an animal, you're going to be over v'lifnei ivel lo yisita michshal. But being that if you sold him an animal, you're going to be able to finish the Mishnah. We don't want you to do any business with him. And what does it mean, don't do any business? It's the regime of the Mishnah. So Avada, the only part of the Mishnah that is related to the Tama Takana is selling him something that he can use for a takrevis of a desert. But because of that chashash, Chazal went ahead and they stelled the vekadin. Din is don't do any geshef with a guy. And how do you define geshef? Don't borrow, don't this, don't that, don't the other thing. Hagam, all those other things are taka not related to the underlying time, because the underlying time is lifnei ivelo sita michshal. So if the reason is lo yishal mal pichas, so that is talking directly to all the halachas in the Mishnah. If, however, the iser is lifnei ivelo sita michshal, it's only talking to don't sell to krevis avodah zarah. But Chazal wanted this halacha to be very much in effect, and they got nervous about loy plugs and things. So the way they laid it out, and the way they shtelled it avek, the way they defined the takana was, you can't do any business. Hagam, most business, enachinami, would not be related to the underlying reason for why this iser, would be in effect. Either way, there's more haras that are discussed in the Rishayna, but we're going to go weiter. Either way, says the Gemara, Ibayluhu, another shayla that the Bnei Yeshiva had. And that is Nasa v'Nasan Mai. What would be if somebody went ahead and he taka did business with an Oivet Kechav? So somebody did business with Oivet Kechavim, Lifnei Eideyem Shloisha Yam. What's the shayla? So the Gemara doesn't explain what the shayla is. Rashi says, Mahu, he has one word, Behana, would the money, or whatever it is that he now ended up with, be aser bahana, or would it not be aser bahana? Now, what's the hava mina? It should be aser bahana. So, pasha, it's a shayla, right? Should be aser bahana, should not be aser bahana. But the hava mina, the shayla is, because we know the kravis of Avodah Zarah is aser bahana, right? Avodah Zarah is zifchei mesim, it's aser bahana. And being that Avodah Zarah is a iser hanodig sugya, the question is, this takana, how far was it expanded? Was it expanded to the level that it should be Isuri Ano or not? Says the Gemara, it was a machloikis ameiroim. In fact, it was a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, Nasa v'nasan os. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish said, Nasa v'nasan mut. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said that if you did business, whatever you ended up with is going to be asa b'ana. Reish Lakish said it's going to be muta b'ana. Isuri Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the kash from Reish Lakish from a teisefta. Eideim shall ovdei keichofim. Right, not lifnei edeim. Edeim, the chaga itself. Nasa v'nasan asurim. If you do business, then whatever you end up with is going to be asur. Now, it's talking about edeim, right? Not lifnei edeim, not the halach of the Mishnah. It's talking about edeim. And by the way, just to be clear, lifnei edeim is hein belo edeim, right? So the Mishnah is talking about the 3 days prior. The Tosefta is talking about the yontif itself. But says the Gemara, my love, lifnei edeim. When it says edeim, it's not only edeim. It's for sure edeim. But it's also lifnei edeim. And if that's the case, what do you see? Eideim shall ovdei keichavim nosan the Nasan Aser, which is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Kasher Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, what's Reish Lakish going to tell you? Loi Eidayim Dafka. Eidayim is also, Eidayim is more Chomer than Lufnei Eidayim, but Lufnei Eidayim is going to be Mot. Ikadami, some say that it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan that asked the Kasher Reish Lakish from this Brisa, but Reish Lakish asked the Kasher Rabbi Yochanan from this Brisa. It's very Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan, Eidayim, Shalev, the Gechav, and Nasav, and Nasav, and Nasav. That on the Yontif itself, if you do business, then whatever you're going to end up with is going to be Asavana. Eidayim, Lufnei Eidayim, Loi. It sounds like that whatever you do business on the Yontif is going to be awesome, but Lifnei Edeim is going to be Mutter, right? Not a Kasha on Rish Lakish, Faker, a Raya to Rish Lakish, Davke Edeim. So the Gemara says, Loi, Tani, Edivi, Edi, Edeim, Kari, Loi. Could be the Tana's not being so medactic, right? This Tana refers to Edeim and Lifnei Edeim as one and the same. And just like a dehen is aser, a kubit lifnei a dehen is going to be aser as well. By the way, this Gemara, you have this a lot in Shas, but just like in terms of Signun HaShas, right? Talmud Bavli 101, how to learn a Gemara. You find this a lot, where the Gemara is going to bring a braisa as a toshma, but the raya is like very mehechatesi. The spitz example is when you have a machlis Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, you have one Lishna, Rabbi Yechon is bringing it a raya to him, and the other Lishna, Rish Lakish, is bringing it as a raya to him. That's how much there's no raya from this braisa, right? Sometimes it feels more like a raya to one of the tzadim, one of the shitas, but the other shita can always be doichet. Here, it's so not clear that in one Lishna, Rabbi Yochanan brings the raya, and the other Lishna, Reish Lakish brings the raya. But either way, what's the bottom line? We have a machlokes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, nasav and nasam mutter. I'm sorry, aser. According to Reish Lakish, nasav and nasam mutter. Another thing that emerged from this Gemara is that the whole machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, is dafka lifnei edem. Because as it relates to edem, that's an ofna tesefta. So on edem, it's for sure aser, right? That's off the table. Now, that for sure became clear from this braisa that was not revealing one way or the other. But as it relates to this, it was very revealing. And that is, on the Yom Ha'ed, it's for sure going to be awesome. Dosh Teit Mefurish in the Taisaft. As it relates to Lifnei Edeim, according to Rabbi Yochanan Aser, according to Reish Lakish, it's going to be Mutter, says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Reish Lakish. Oh, we have a Brisa that supports Reish Lakish. What does this Brisa say? Kesha Amru Aser Lassis Velassis Imahem. Where Chazal said that you're not allowed to do business like Asru Elo B'davar HaMeskai. Number one, they said you're only not allowed to do business if it's a Davar HaMeskayim. Rashi says, what does it mean, Dover HaMeskayim? Ad Yoyim Eidehem. Has to be something that the Ovikachavim is still going to have when the Yoyim Eid comes. Again, we're dealing with Lifnei Eidehem. So he's still going to have it when it comes to Yoyim Eid. Why? The Chazilei Kamebi Yoyim Eidehem. Because when he sees it in front of him on the Yoyim Eid, Azul Moida, he's going to be Moida. Okay, so number one, like Asru Elo B'Dover HaMeskayim. Abba B'Dover Shein HaMeskayim. Lo. Va'afilu B'Dover HaMeskayim. But even as it relates to a Dover HaMeskayim, which is not okay, Nasa. The Nasan Mutter. Checkmate. You see, Nasa V'Nasan is Mutter. Now again, this has to be talking about Lifnei Edeim, because we said B'Yom Edeim is for sure Aser. Right? But Lifnei Edeim Al Kopanim, but Lifnei Edeim Al Kopanim for sure is Mutter. And by the way, if this meant Yom Edeim is Mutter, then certainly Lifnei Edeim would anyways be Mutter. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, you see Nasa V'Nasan is Mutter, and if that's the case, this is a Raya to Reish Lakish. Zok the Gemara, Tanya, Kavase de Reish Lakish. Zok the Gemara, Tani Rav Zvid Vedrei Rabashi. We just mentioned this Braisa. So the Gemara says it was a Braisa that was said as a clarification on this Braisa. And that is, Dovet She'en Meskayim Moichun Lehem. This that the Braisa said, Lo Yotzer Elo B'Dover HaMeskayim, meaning a Dovet She'en Meskayim is Mutter, that's only true if you want to sell to him, aval ein loichem lehem. But if you want to buy from him, then a davar she'en meskayim is going to be aser. Meaning, if you're selling, so then we say that the only time there's an aser lemoid is if he sees it. If it's ein meskayim, he's not going to see it. But if you're buying, so then it's going to be aser mamon avshach. Meaning, if he's a seller, what would he have to see in 3 days? He'd have to see the cash, right? And that he's going to see, presumably. And as a result, therefore, this halacha is not going to be in effect. One last gemara. Ahu minoha. There was a min. The Shadale Dinra Kisarna, the Rabbi Yehuda Nasir B'Yom Eidai. So on his Yom Ha'eid, right, a min usually means Mitamida Yeshay Noitzri, right? So you had a min who sent a Dinra Kisarna. Rashi says the Dinra Kisarna was a Dinra Mitzura Chadasha. So very often when there was a new Kesar, he would change all the matbeis, right? All the old currencies, right? All the political prisoners were freed, right? This is what used to go on in the Wild West back in the day. So they would also, just to solidify their governance, they would make new matbeos. And that's what the Dinra Kisarna means. This new Kesar had his new dinar, and there was a man, he was so excited, right? He wants to send the first $100 bill. So he goes and he sends it to Rabbi Yehuda Nasir, and he did it on his own Yom Ma'ed. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasir receives this gift on the Yom Ma'ed. He says, Oy vey, I'm not allowed to just take a gift. because he's going to be also Lamoida. What's going on over here? Rish Lakish was sitting next to him. By the way, that's how you know that this is not Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi L'chayr. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who is a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. But Rish Lakish is sitting with him. Amar, he said, Heichi Yavid. I don't know what to do. Eshkele, should I take it? Also Lamoida. Loi Eshkele, should I not take it? Havale Eva. That's not smart, right? You want word to get back to the new Kesar that the Jews don't want to accept your gifts? That's probably not okay. Amale Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was there and he said, Toil Vizroik Isalabar Bafarav. He says, I have the best idea. Take it and throw it into the pit. So he looked at him, he said, come again. That's like the worst thing I could do. He says, no, do it by mistake. Wink, wink. Right, by mistake. Oop, the whole thing spills and pours. He's not going to be also Lamoida because it didn't end well. You're not going to have Eva because at the end of the day, you didn't pick a fight with him. And as a result, everything will work itself out. So as it relates to Raid, so the Gemara had an Ibaya here on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Ibaya lohu. Mishum harvacha, oidilma mishum v'lifnei iva loisita michshol. Why is it that Chazal v'goyzer, lifnei edeyen, hein beloy edeyen, shal oidei kechavim shloisha yamin, asir lases v'lases imon, lahashina v'lishol mehem, lahavoysa v'lilvoys mehem, lefoyra v'lifra mehem. Is it related to harvacha? Meaning, because Levi Kechavim is going to be so happy with this business deal that he just did, that when it comes to Yom Ha'ed, he's going to give Haidah to his Getchka, and you, the Yid, will be over the lav in the Torah of Lo Yisham Al Picha. You shall not cause the Shem Elohim Acherim to even be mentioned, even though you're not saying it, but you can't cause it. That's the lav of Lo Yisham Al Picha. Or is it related to V'lifnei Iva Lo Yisita Michshol? And the way Rashi explained the case, if you're going to sell him a behemoth, and he's going to be makir v'lavodah zarah, he'll be over the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And if he's going to be over the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, then what's going to emerge is you are now over a lav in the Torah of a lifneiver, loy, sitein, michshal. The Pnei Yeshua in a tshuva. Now, the Shailos tshuva is Pnei Yeshua, was not written by the Pnei Yeshua. In fact, the Shailos Teshuvos Pnei Yeshua was written by the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, more popularly known as the Baal Megimei Shloima. But either way, the Pnei Yeshua Zeta, in Shailos Teshuvos Pnei Yeshua, he asks a bambakash. He says, it's mavur in the sugyas, and befrat in the Gemara later on Daf Yud Beis, that the Isser of the Pnei Edeim Shal Oib Dekechavim Shloisha Yamin is an Isser de Rabbanah. So, freak the Pnei Yeshua, if the Isser is an Isser de Rabbanah, what was the Gemara sad that the reason Chazal made this Isser is based on the fact that it says, V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol is an Isser deraisa. And if V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol is an Isser deraisa, and it's mevur in the sugyas that the Isser lifnei and dam shalev de kechavim, when Chazal made this takana, they treated it with the kulois of an Isser derabanan, so it must be, it's not related to V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. Now you're going to ask me, isn't lo yisham al picha also an Isser derabanan? Isser deraisa? So why is it any better? That's a conversation for another day. But the Pnei Yeshua is telling zich on the tzad, V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, which is zicher an Isser deraisa. And if that's the case, fake the Pnei Yeshua in the tshuva, the zayd of the Pnei Yeshua. How could it be that the Gemara has a tzad that lifnei edem shloiv dekachavim shloishi yomim is rated to lifnei iva v'leisite michshol? The iser lifnei edem shloiv dekachavim is an iser derabanan, and lifnei iva v'leisite michshol is without a question an iser deraisa. Now the truth is that if you take a look in the Rishonim, it's not so poshut in the Rishonim that there's an iser deraisa of a lifnei iver loisita michshol when it comes to an Eina Yehudi. If you look at the lashon of the Chinuch, and this is a mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, shaloi lahachshol tam baderech. The Chinuch says, loi lahachshol bnei Yisrael, loseis lohem eitzara. Loi lahachshol bnei Yisrael, loseis lohem eitzara. Bnei Yisrael, right? Sounds like the iser is dafka to a yid. The Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam talks about the Isser Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol, it's in Mitzvos Loisaseh, Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Tes. He Shehizhironu Mehachshel Ktsosenu Es Ktsosenu Be'etza. What does Ktsosenu mean? Eine Feninzera. We are not allowed to be Machshel Es Ktsosenu. Eine Feninzera. The Isser Lifnei Iver Loisita Michshol is Dafka to be Machshel Ayid. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Ashar Yitshuv and Shar Shlishi, when he goes through all the Essen and the Lavin, so says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's in Ois Nun Beis, V'lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, huzharnu bazeh shaloi lahoyrois es b'nei Yisrael, Ashaloi kedas v'shaloi kalacha. So the truth is, the Chinuch and the Rambam and Rabbi Yoin and Shari Tshuva, the Moinei HaMitzvahs, they all seem to be saying that this Isser v'lifnei ivel leisita michshol is dafka a yid, not a guy. Now the emes is in the Ches Chinuch, often art, in mitzvah reish lamed beis, he's matmiya on the Chinuch. He says, I don't understand, how could the Chinuch say the word B'nai Yisrael? Did he forget the sugi in the beginning of Masech Tzavai Dezara? It's mefurish in the sugis of Masech Tzavai Dezara that the Isser lifnei ivel leisita michshol is true even for a Ben Noach. Right? First of all, the first sugi, Yibayilu, there's a tzad that lifnei adem shalayim tichachavim shloisha yomim is related to lifnei ivel leisita michshol, and also Rab Nosson's memra, minayin shalay yoshet adam kais yayin shal l'nazir, and so you see twice in our sugya that there's an isner v'lifnei ivel leisita michshol even when it comes to Ben Noach. This is the Michas Chinuch's grace of kash on the Chinuch. Everyone's matmi on the Michas Chinuch. It's not just the Chinuch. It's the Chinuch. It's the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva. Right? This seems to be a dover that's muskim in the Rishonim. So the truth is, from the Rishonim already, it would seem that even though there's a lav in the Torah of v'lifnei ivel leisita michshol, but that lav in the Torah is only true for a yid. It's not true for a guy. So the Pnei Yeshua makes a diyak. How could the Gemara have it tzad? It's lifnei ivel leisita michshol. It's mavur that the iser of avodah zara da beis, the iser of the first parak of avodah zara, is an ister rabbanon. If it's for lifnei ivel leisita michshol, it shouldn't be an ister rabbanon. It should be an ister dairaisa. The teretz is it's the rishonim. You see, the rishonim held of the lifnei ivel dairaisa is only for a yid. Must be the lifnei ivel and unzer esugya is an ister rabbanon. Meaning, it's still a chiddush in our sugya. That there's a lifnei ivel derabbanan, which all the Rishonim know. Mechas chinuch's kasha. Of course, there's a lifnei ivel when it comes to a guy. Oh, but kamash b'lan, that iser is only a iser derabbanan. It's not iser deraisa. But the truth is, as much as what we're saying now is very, very true, but the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is still a kasha. And the reason is, because it's mavur in the achroinim, and this was really the raid bite on avodah zarah davov last machzor. So ayin sham for this inyan a little bit more barichos. But the achroinim say that when the Rishonim say the chinuch, inside the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, inside Rabbeinu Yoin and Shari Tshuva say, lifnei ivel leisita michshol is only true for a yid, they were talking about the halach of lifnei ivel leisita michshol that says, you're not allowed to give an eitzah she'eino hegenes to someone. So if somebody asks you advice, you have to give him honest advice. That iser is only true for a yid, it's not true for an eino Yehudi. But as it relates to the halacha, that's part of the umbrella of lifnei ivel leisita michshol that says you're not allowed to be machshel someone to do an aveira. That it's poshet, say the gedolei achronim, would be true even as it relates to a ben noach, and it would be l'chayra even an issa deraisa as it relates to a ben noach. And the lomdis that the achronim say, Rabbi Chanan says it's a kovet shiurim. Last machshel we spoke it out. The name of Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakiv is that the lifnei ivel leisita michshol of eitzah she'eino hegenes, that's a ben adam l'chavera degeisa. The lifnei ivel leisita michshol, don't be machshel someone to do an avera, that's a ben adam l'makim degeisa. You would think maybe it's ben adam l'chavera, but that say the achronim, that's a ben adam l'makim degeisa. Ben adam l'chavera, all the ben adam l'chavera is only when it comes to a yid. That's pashit. Gazalakim in kamakim l'hach. Those are all negei yidin. Ben adam l'makim, that has nothing to do with a yid or a ben ayach. Meaning, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it when people do aveiros, and as a result, I can't be a goyrim, I can't be a machshel of even someone else to do an aveiro. So mali, if that person that's doing the aveiro is a yid, mali, if he's an eni Yehudi. So although the Rishonim all seem to say B'nai Yisrael, but l'chayra, the Rishonim are talking about that iser as it relates to Eitzah Sheinu Hegenes, which is Ben Adam L'Chaveira. But as it relates to being Machshel, doing an Aveira, that's Ben Adam L'Makim. Again, this is the super abridged version of something that was a 20-minute plus raid bite in the Friya de Gemachs. But the Pnei Yeshua is being Medayik from our Sugya, not like all this. He's being Medayik as L'Chayrish state in Unzer Sugya that even the Isser, Lifnei Ivel Leisita Michshol, which states, thou shalt not be Machshel another Yid to do an Aveira, even that Isser, even that iser, as it relates to a ben noach, is only an iser derabbanan. Even the ben adam makim dig lifnei ivel leisita michshol, when it comes to a ben noach, is only an iser derabbanan. Where do you see that? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because the Gemara has a tzad that lifnei dem shloim tikechavim is asim mishum lifnei ivel. Even though it's mafurish in the sugis, it's an iser derabbanan. In other words, the Gemara should have said, no way, it's an iser lifnei ivel, because if it's an iser lifnei ivel, it would have been an iser deraisa. Now, why is it not lifnei ivel? That's a good kasha. Which, by the way, that's one of the kashas that the Rishonim Mucha, we mentioned the Rishonim ask a whole bunch of kashas on the Gemara. Right? That's one of the kashas that the Rishonim are bothered by. One side is it's lo yisham al picha. The other side is it's lifnei ivel. And on the tzad that it's only because of Le'yisham al-Picha, it's not Lifnei Yiver. And one of Shach, there should be a problem over here of Lifnei Yiver, right? But either way, this is the Pnei Yeshua's Deik. And to say Pshat in this Deik says the Pnei Yeshua Davar Niflo. He says that we learned the Gemara together a few days ago. The Gemara said on Daf Beis Amid Beis, Tani Rav Yosef, Omad Vayimoydeit Eretz, Rav Yater Goy, Ma Ra, Ebishta saw, looked at something, Vayater Goy, Ra Zayim Mitzvah, Shekib La'alein B'nei Noach. He saw the Zayim Mitzvahs that B'nei Noach were Mekabel, V'loi Kaimum, and they weren't Mekayim. Kivan Shaloi Kaimum, being that he saw they weren't Mekayim, Omad Vehitiron, he went up and he said, you know what, you're not being Mekayim, don't worry about it. It's not something you have to do. Freit the Gemara, crappy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the B'nei Noach weren't keeping the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, so he said, you know what, no worries. Iskure Isker, what, so the Goyim are profiting, they're benefiting now? Im Kemotzinu Chaytein Isker, it can't be. Om HaMabrei the Ravina, let me know what it means. Not that they didn't have to keep, of course they had to keep. But Ja'afal Pisha Mekayim in Oysam, even when the B'nei Noach keep the Zion Mitzvahs, Im Mekablun Aleim Tzchar, they are not going to get Tzchar. Freedom, is that true? They don't get Tzchar. Didn't Rav Meir say, even Ovi Kechovim, that's Isaac Petoris Kekoyim Gadol? Mar says, you're right, they're going to get Tzchar, but they're going to get Tzchar like an Enim Mitzvah. But said the Pnei Yeshua, the Zaydif and the Pnei Yeshua, the Bavli Ginnish Tloim in this Tshuva, that it's Mavur in this Gemara, that there was a Rav Ayater Goyim, and where was it? Negeya, L'chayre was Negeya, that even when they do the mitzvahs, they're going to get Tzchalik and Eina Mitzvah Voisa. Once it was Rav Ayater Goyim, at that point it means they're not really Mechuyiv and Mitzvah so much anymore. And if they're not really Mechuyiv and Mitzvah so much anymore, if that's the case, when you're machshul them to do an Aveira, nunu, and if it's a nunu, it's not going to be an Issadei Raisa. Meaning you're right, really it should be an Issadei Raisa. Now I understand. And all the Rishonim say it's only Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, that's the Ben Adam L'Chaveira component. But not to be Machshel, Malia Goya, Malia Yid. It's the same for Lifnei Yivel, Yisit, the Michshel L'Chaveira. Yet it's Mavur in our Sugya that to be Machshel Goya to do an Aveira is only an Isid Rabbanu. Says the Bnei Yeshua, yeah, it's because of the Rav Yater Goya. Fake the Chsam Sofer, and this is in a tshuva, it's in Chosha Mishpat, Simin Kuf Pei Hei. He brings the Bnei Yeshua, he says like this, Uberoisi Neflesi Al Tshuvas Bnei Yeshua. I was mamish astonished when I saw this Pnei Yeshua. He says, Rabbeinu da Alma Kula. He said, the Pnei Yeshua said, because of the Gemara, Rav Yater Goyim said, they're not mechuyev so much. And as a result, what? There's no lifnei iver da yiraisa v'tema. Ha-maskina ba-vegdazar daf gimel, she-hitter lehem shlo yikablu schar k'metzu v'vaisa. Abel miyanshi alayu. As it relates to the oynish, as it relates to the ikachiv, of course they have a chiv. Nimtza ha-machshiv ha-mnoise mechshu lifnei iver. He says, Niflesi, it's a pella that the Baal Megine Shlomo, this great Goyen who lived 100+ years before the Chassam Sofer, says it's a pella atzuma to me this house. He's telling to a Gemara what's going on over here. He didn't learn the Gemara properly. The Gemara says clearly that they're Mechoyev. All it says in the Gemara is that if they do the mitzvah, they're going to get schar. Like it ain't a mitzvah, it's a good. They're getting clipped as it relates to the schar mitzvah. But in terms of the chiv, of course they have a chiv. And if that's the case, if they're over it, that means they're really being over it. And if they're really being over it, then there's no question in the world. There's no question in the world. There should be a lifnei iver day raisa. Says the Chassam Sofer l'chayr divrei apnei Yeshua tzrichin iyo. So lulei de mistafina. Maybe you could say a little bit of a mahalach here. And it's really behektim, a well-known shtickle from Moron HaGriz. And this is printed in Chedushei Moron Riz HaLevi. It's in Sefer. And it's the very, very last piece. So we know that at the end of the Briskerov Sefer on the Rambam, he drukt certain mechtov, right? Certain letters that he corresponded with other people. We don't see the whole shaila and the tshuva. It's not 100% clear what's going on, but this big yisoidus in the mechtovim, and in the very, very last mechtov, the shoyel asked the Brisker Rav Akasha on the shoyness in the Rambam in a few different places. The Rambam, in a few places, talks about a ger toishav. So what's a ger toishav? A ger toishav is a ben noyach that keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Or in the words of the Rambam, it's a Ben Noach that was mekabel upon himself to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Let's just listen to a few of the Shoymas of the Rambam. This is in Hilchas Yisur, Ebi Aperik Yidal Alach Azayin. Ezeu Ger Toishav. What's a Ger Toishav? Ze Goy, Shekibel Olav, Shaloi Yavoid Avoid Zoro, Imshar HaMitzvah Yishenetztavu B'nei Noach. He's someone that took upon himself that he won't be Oved Avodah Zarah and the other mitzvahs. I don't know why Avodah Zarah singled out in the Rama. But he won't be Oved Avodah Zarah and the other mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Meaning he didn't go through a proper geirus. A person like that, Hareza Mekablin Oisai, Vahareyu Mechaside Umoisoilam. And he becomes from the Chaside Umoisoilam. But the Rama's definition of a Ger Toshnev is someone that's Mekabel on himself, someone that's Mekabel on himself to keep the seven mitzvahs bnei nech. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, this is Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Listen to this. This is from the Shverer Rambams in Yad Chazak. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo hinchel ha-toyre v'ha-mitzvahs elu Yisrael. That part's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was mekabel the Torah and he was manchalit, he was only manchalit to the Yidden. Shenemar, moirosho kehilar se'akev. Ulechol ha-roitzen le'ezgay misharo umos. Shenemar, kechem kegeh. Meaning, he was manchalit to the Yidden and to any person that wants to be megay. Avo misha lo'irotz, let's see, somebody doesn't want to be megay. In koifenoiz, mekabel Torah mitzvahs. There's no obligation to force conversions, right? That's not something we do. V'chein, says the Rambam, tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi ha-gvura. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded mipi ha-gvura, lakuf to force, as kol boyeya oilam, every single person in the world, lekabel kol mitzvois and etzdava noyach. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, force a conversion upon all the members of the world. What, to keep tayag mitzvahs? No. The kol mishaloi kibel, any person that's not mekabel, yehorig is going to be killed. Va'mekabel oislam, any person miboyi oylam that's mekabel, who anikra ger toisha b'chol makan. V'tzarech lekabel olav b'fnei shloisha chadeh. V'chol mekabel olav lamol, v'avru olav shnei masa chodesh v'loi mol, areza kemincha b'umas. Sakra malach yudav, kol mekabel sheva mitzvahs, any person that's mekabel the sheva mitzvahs. V'nizel asoisam, and he observes them, areya mechaside umas oylam. So the Rambam Vusha Yekabel Oysam, that's only if he made the Kabbalah. V'yasna Oysam Ebnei Shetziva Mem HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah. And he does it because the Eibishter was Mitzavet. V'idiyonu Aydei Moshe Rabbeinu, and he understands that Hashem commanded it. Shebnei Noach Mikoydim Avolim Asom Ebnei Hechra Adas Ein Zeger Toysha Ve'inu Mechassidu Oym Sa'olam. Elo, he's not Chassidu Oym Sa'olam, he's Mechachmeyam. He's from the Chachmei Oym Sa'olam. There's a lot going on in these Rambams. Aber Ein Zach Shteik Klar in their Rambam. That there's an Inyan that a Ben Noach should be makabel on himself. The Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu was nitzstava, lokuf as kol boye ha'olam lekabel kol mitzvah and nitzstava nayach. V'chol misha lo kibel yehari. The Rambam says, what's the definition of a ger toshav? Someone that's makabel. Ha makabel lois mareya anikra ger toshav. Rambam says it also in Hilchas Yisurei Bi'ah. Right, the same exact lashon. Izeu ger toshav. Ze goyshe kibel olav. Shlo yavid avoy dezar. Not just he doesn't do avoy dezar. He makes the kabbalah that he's not going to be avoy dezar. But the Rambam talks about his famous chasidei umay sa'olam. That a yesh lem chelik loylam haba. Right, even though the Mishnah Perek Chelik says, kol yisro yesh lem chelik loylam haba. But that the Rambam already spoke in Pirush HaMishnayis. It says, with the exception of three melachim arba adyotis, who are one of the four adyotis don't have a chelik loylam haba. Bilam, what do you mean? He wasn't even a yit. Oh, so you see from here that there's something called chasidei umay sa'olam. But the Rambam talks about chasidei umay sa'olam. He says, kol amikadol shavim mitzvahs. V'nizel asoysam areza mechasidei umay sa'olam v'yesh lem chelik loylam haba. Then the Rambam says he also has to be mekabelit mipnei shenitzav, not because of hechra adas. Then he's not called chasidei, he's called chachmei, he doesn't have a chelik loylam haba. There's a lot going on in these Rambams. This is from the foundation. This is like more from the Rambams in the Zakdamah to Perek Chelek, and the Rambams in the Moira, right? This falls into that category of Rambams. But either ways, this is the Rambams Hashkof in terms of how the Ibishter wanted the world to be set up. But the bottom line is, the Shoyal asks Marna Griz, he says, I understand. What does it mean for a Ben Noach to be Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach? He's anyways Chayv and Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So if he's anyways Chayv and Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, what are you being Mekabel? Meaning, if a Ben Noach wanted to become a Ger Tzedek, so okay, there's an Indian, be Mekabel Tayag Mitzvahs. He's not Chayv and Tayag Mitzvahs. So part and parcel is Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. But that's what you're supposed to do. But Sheva Mitzvahs is the Chayv V'Chayev. A Ben Noach is Chayv and Sheva Mitzvahs. So if a Ben Noach is Chayv and Sheva Mitzvahs, the Shoyal asks Marna Griz, what does it mean that the Rambam keeps on saying, be Mekabel, be Mekabel, be Mekabel? How could you be Mekabel something you already have? Where's me Mekabel? Try to visualize being Mekabel. Where's me Mekabel? There's a Noisin and Mekabel. Right? The Noisin is the guy that gives the $100. To be Mekabel is to know how to take it. Right? That's what it means. You're Mekabel. How could you be Mekabel mitzvahs? Be Mekabel a chiv to do mitzvahs that you already have in your... You can't be Mekabel something in your pocket. Doesn't make sense. You have it already. So if that chayiv in the Sheva mitzvahs, was meant as Kabbalah Sheva mitzvahs? This is what the Shoyal asked the Briskerov. So Briskerov told him, Machstat Toys. He says, take a look at the Gemara, Navi Nezor, that Beis Amid Beis, which is also Gemara Bava Kama, that Flamid Ches, where it's Mavur in the Gemara, Rav Vayatir Goyim, that you see the Eibishter was Matir the Sheva mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara's Mavur that the Eibishter was Matir the Sheva mitzvahs, Klape what? Klape, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to do it, you're going to get Tzchal, like Enem Mitzvah Vavoysa. Abaham Miya, state on the Gemara, Ein Mikro Yoytze Midei Pshutoi, Ra, it's a Pasuk, Rav Vayatir Goyim. There's a heter on some level right now. The yidden or the gayim don't have the regular chi of zayin mitzvahs. Where is it chal? It's not chal that if they don't want to observe it, they don't have to observe it. That's not where it's chal. It's chal that if they do it, they get chal like ena mitzvah v'vaisa. But klapi the fact that they get chal like ena mitzvah v'vaisa, they get the advarim is they taka ena mitzvah v'vaisa. Because rov v'yater goyim. But the point is, on some level, there was a v'yater goyim. Where there's a v'yater goyim, dotin is dumb mokin that it should be chal the kabbal. And that's where it's chal the kabbal. It's chal the kabbal of avifel, there's a heter. And there's a tzad heter. So where the heter is, now there's mokim all of a sudden for a new chalais. If they had it with the whole shleimus and a I mean, you can't be makabel something you have a shlemus, but they don't have a b'shlemus. They only have a b'miktzas, and being that they only have a b'miktzas, there's mokim now for it to be chal and nukabal. This is what Maran Agriz wrote in the Michtav. Nemesis, really, if you think about it, it's a chakira. Everything's a chakira, but it's a chakira, right? We mentioned the chakira for Rab Chaim ben Maran Agriz. Why Eishes Loit turned into an etziv melech for those that are holding mit in the chumash here. Everything is a chakira, but it's a. The Gemara is mavur that the Bnei Noach have to keep the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But Agam, they have to keep the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. If they do it, they're going to get schalike in a mitzvah voice. Is the gather that they're a regular mitzvah voice? They're chayiv in seven mitzvahs no differently than we're chayiv in tayag mitzvahs. Narvas, for whatever reason, if they do the mitzvah, even though they're mechuyev, so that really they should get schalak a mitzvah vayisa, they're going to get schalak a mitzvah. We mentioned it right on that base, Reb Itzela, which really comes from Rishonim, because if you're not doyeg and yore, so as a result, you don't deserve to get schalak a mitzvah vayisa. But regardless, is the pshat that really the mechuyev with the ganze ganzkai, it just so happens that there is this carve-out that for whatever reason, even if they do the mitzvah, they're going to get schalik in the mitzvah v'isa. Or is the gather that there's a klishos in the ikar chiyuv? There's a klishos in the mitzvah v'isa kite. And they're only mitzvah v'isa klape that if they violate it, they'll be punished. Abivas is negeya, if they are mekayim it, klape that they're in the mitzvah v'isa. From the fact that the Rambam keeps on saying there's an inyan that you could be mekabel, L'chayr shteita, a little bit of a lundus, and that is that there's a chisorin in the mitzvah v'oisa. And being that there's a chisorin in the mitzvah v'oisa, so for that reason, there's mokim for it to be chal now, a new kabbalah. Truth is, if you take a look at Rashi, in our sugyas over here, Rashi seems to have said this, and not just that, Rashi seemed to have doubled down. If you look at Rashi on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, right? What was the cheshbon of the Gemara? Tani Rav Yosef, Amid Vayemoydeid Eretz, Rav Yater Goy. Ma Ra, Ra Zayim, Mitzvah Shkibla Aleim, Bnei Noach, Vlai Kaimum, Kimich Lai Kaimum, Amid Vayetirim. Feit the Gemara, Iskuri Iskar, Im Kei Matzinu Chayte In Iskar, Amar Ma Breder Avino Loimar, Sha'af Al Pisha Mekaimen Oysan, Ein Mekablin Aleim. Zog Tehil Gerashi, Tap Rashi. Loimar Shemekaimen Vachulu. Hatora Zu, Loi Tevasamhi. What was the Makshas Kasha? Iskuri Iskar. If they don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs, then it's a good thing for them, right? And for the Gemara, HaTorah Zu Leitei Vosami. Meaning it's true, Rava Yater Goyim. That's what sounds like Rashi's saying. Aba HaTorah Zu Leitei Vosami. Ela She'en Mitzuvin L'Kaima. It's true they don't have to keep it. And being that they're not going to get schar, that's why it's not a good thing. The Gemara's kasha was, they're benefiting. Zok Rashi, it's not a toiva. You know why it's not a toiva? Because at the end of the day, you're looking at, oh wow, you don't have to keep Torah mitzvahs. Well, I'm going to look at it the other way around. You are not going to be rewarded like a mitzvah voice if you're going to keep the Zion mitzvahs. And if that's the case, HaTorah Zu Lo Tevasami. Rashi's saying, right, what's that lashon? Ela she'ein mitzuvin l'kayman. Ein mitzuvin l'kayman sounds like they taka don't have a chiyuv to be mekayim it. So if they don't have a chiyuv, so what's the point of the Gemara? The point is, although it's true ein mitzuvin l'kayman, about Torah zu laf teivosami. And the reason it's not teivosami is because at the end of the day, mekayim lo mekablim schar, and that at the end of the day, if you do the analysis, that's not going to be good. If you're not convinced, if you look at Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Chesam Ad Aleph, this is in Perek Sher Shanok Chetal Behe, where the Gemara brings this exchange verbatim. There, Loi Mar Shafilu Mekayim Enoy Samachul, it's the same exact Dibra Maschel. Rashi over there says, Sharei Einon Mitzuvin, They are not mitzvah. Rashi's lashon is they're not mitzvah. Avo me einshin loy patron. Rashi over there says they're not going to be potter from an einish. It sounds like from both Rashi's that really, the gedder of Rav Yata Goyim was, it was a full-fledged Rav Yata Goyim. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. It was a full-fledged Rav Yata Goyim. Norvos, Rashi saying that it's still not considered Toivosam, number one, because they're losing out. That's the Knechen of Idazar Daf Gimel. Because at the end of the day, Mikamel Mikamel Schasset, it can't be a good thing. The way Rashi Knechens it in Bava Kamel Amatchasam Adalf, which sounds maybe not the same, but it's at the end of the day, they're still going to be, I mean, they're still going to be punished. They're going to be punished. They're Mitzvah Voisam. The Teretz is they're not Mitzvah Voisam. We're not spouting the Mitzvah Voisam. They are not Mitzvah Voisam. In our Gemara, the way Rashi seems to knitch the punchline, so why then is it not a good thing because the Maisi are losing out on the Schar Mitzvah? In Bava Kamel Amitches, Rashi seems to be saying at the end of the day, you're not going to be rewarded. But you're going to be punished. But the point is that when it was Rav Yata Goyim, it wasn't just like a knitch in the Rav Yata Goyim. It was a full-fledged Rav Yata Goyim. Emesis. Come back to Avodah Zarah Da'avavam. I'm just learning a few Rashis here. Avodah Zarah Da'avavam and Alf. Unzer Rashi. We read the first half of the Rashi when we learned the Daf. Now we're going to read the second half of the Rashi. V'lifne Iver. Right? What did Rashi say? We'll chaz at the beginning. The Mazmalei Behem Makril Vedas Kechav. So, Rashi, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara hat atzado, that what? That it could be the pshat and the iser of our Mishnah is related to Lifnei Ivar. Fake Rashi, what's going on here? Fake Rashi. Well, I don't Lifnei Ivar, didn't we just learn the Gemara? Omad v'hitiron? Zok Rashi, niyu al yavru al yodecha. It's true. But you don't cause them to sin. Shari asidin hein lise, liten esadin, al she'em mekaymen oisoy, va'af al pisha ein lohem schar b'kiyu. And even though they don't get schar, and therefore it's a shy, what the gear says, cover Yisrael, Mishum, Lifnei Iver, lo yisit ha'nichshol. Rashi's bothered with a kasha. Rashi saw the Gemara, Lifnei Iver, Frank Rashi. What about the Gemara and that Beis? What's our Rashi from the Gemara and that Beis? The Mechuyiv 100%. If they do the mitzvah, it's from Itzel and Petterberger's Musser. They're going to get schar, like in a mitzvah of Oisna. The Teretz, it's Rashi, Lushitasa, because Rashi clearly learns that the Rav Yata Goy means they're out. There's the Iker Chiv of Sheva Mitzvah Nayach is something that's null and void. It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. Narvas, they'll still be punished on some level for being over the Averis. There's going to be Epis Vasa. Asidin Litin Esadin, that's Rashi's Lashon over here in Davav. Baba Kamal Amitches, there's going to be some sort of Einish. Do you do the mitzvah? You're an Einim Mitzvah Vaisa. For sure, yeah, that's easy. That's easy why you're an Einim Mitzvah Vaisa. Because there was a Rav Yata Goyim. But Shitas Rashi seems to be very sharp. That Rashi seems to be saying that the Einim Mitzvah Vaisa is because it was a real Rav Yata Goyim. And the Goyim attacking not Mechuyev at all to keep the Shem Mitzvah. If that's the case, Shitas HaRambam is Meir Mamish. The Rambam saying that, of course, Aben Noach has no chiv anymore to keep Sheva Mitzvah Neinach. Now he'll get punished. So, you know, the joke's still on you. But at the end of the day, there's no chiv. If there's no chiv, how do you become a Gertoshev? You keep Sheva Mitzvahs. So there's Avada. It's been a Kabbalah where you're a Mechuyiv and you're a Mitzvah Vaisa. So now God Allah Mitzvah Vaisa. Now you can get Olam Abba. You can be considered Mechasidei Umay Sa'olam. But the point is, it's for sure mavur in the sugya in Avodah Zarah that there's on some level a Rav Yata Goyim. Is it only klapi that if you do the mitzvah you're gonna get tzchal again mitzvah v'aisa, but klapi the tzad avera for that you're a regular mitzvah v'aisa? Is it like is a shtikl mavur done Rashi that the gedder of the Rav Yata Goyim was that the Goyim were made 100% in the mitzvah v'aisa, but al kaponim you see for sure that the chiv that a ben noyach has, unless he's mekabel shev mitzvah ben noyach, and then he becomes a ger toshav, then he's a different inyan. But the chiv for a ben noyach to keep the shev mitzvah ben noyach is not a full fledged chiv. On some level, there was a Rav Yata Goyim. If that's the case, it's a pashta tzustal to this Chuvas Pnei Yeshua that Chassam Sofer said uberoisin afleisi. It was a plea to me. How could it be that if a yid is machshel another yid to do an avera, he's over lifnei ivel leisit nemichshel medei raisa? But if he's over ben noyach, he's only going to be machshel ben noyach. He's only going to be over in isid rabbanon. L'chayr mali yisrael mali ben noyach. He should be over the isid raisa. And the Pnei Yeshua said, take a look at the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Rav Yater Goyin. Vos shteit in yena Gemara. Shteit in yena Gemara that the Pnei Noyach are ena mitzvah vaisa. Are they only ena mitzvah? in more of a lumdis klape, if they do the mitzvah, they get schalik in the mitzvah of Isa. Are they in the mitzvah of Isa 100% legami? Why would they be punished? Okay, so you have to say there'll be a seed and litin esadim because you got yourself into this mess. But the bottom line is, on some level, there's a rava yata goyim if that's the case. And zicha l'shitas Rashi. So they're not regular michayuvim. If they're not regular michayuvim, it's pasha. Why there wouldn't be a lifnei evil seat in the rice? But Akbam, this is the greatest chiddush of the tshuvas pnei yeshua that Chassam Sofer was matmiya, and that is that it's mavu in the sugyas here in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. That as much as it's true that there's a lifnei evil seat in the when it comes to benayich, everyone knows it from the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Everyone knows it from Rab Nassin's memra that you're not allowed to be moishet even and achay to benayich. But it's mavu that that is said the pnei yeshua is only nisad rabbanim, and this we're saying is not even related to the diak in the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Yishlamet Beis and the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs Loisa Sei Reish Tzadik Tez and Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel, where they all say Lifnei Iver is Daf Ketui, because that Achreinim say is true by the Ben Adam L'Chaveir the component of Lifnei Iver L'Sita Mechshol. Pnei Yeshua is being Medayikid even when it comes to being Machshol Benoich with an Isser, which is the Ben Adam L'Makim the Gesser. What's his reasoning? It's based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, and it comes to the lumdus of understanding some of these greater Rambams, which we're going to have to revisit. But these Rambams here in Perik of Hilchas Malachim Alachetes Alachayud, it goes to the core of understanding a Ger Toshav, that there's an Indian that a Benayach who wants to be a Toshav has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. There's no such thing a Yid being Mekabel Mitzvahs. A Benayach being Mekabel Mitzvahs based on the Gemara of Yisrael. Oh, and that's the case. That means if he's not Mekabel on some level, he's an Eidim Mitzvah of Isa. That would explain why if you machshel him from doing an Aveir, you're not over the regular Isidai Raisa of the Lifnei Iver.